From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops Thursday in an ambush outside Damascus, according to a report from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is based in Britain. The soldiers came under fire from rebels as they attempted to advance in the town of Al-Rihan. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush, and the death toll is likely to rise. The Trump administration's decision to end the CIA's semi-covert arming of Syria's rebel militias came as no surprise to the insurgent commanders who've been battling the government of President Bashar al-Assad for 5 years. But they remain angry at what they see as being cast off by an unreliable ally who, they say, never supplied them with sufficient weapons, especially shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles that they argue would have enabled them to win the war against Assad. The Trump administration has yet to complete its strategy to stabilize Afghanistan. One Pentagon official telling VOA it would be weeks before a plan is finalized and announced. And when President Trump was asked by a reporter whether he would deploy additional American troops to the war-torn country Thursday, the president responded, "We'll see." Mr. Trump made the comments during a visit to the Pentagon, where he and Vice President Mike Pence met with Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and other key officials. Pentagon officials close to the meeting told VOA the president would receive a global security update during the visit. A spokesperson told reporters this was a global layout that lasted about 2 hours. This is news from the Voice of America in Washington. A day after President Trump harshly criticized his attorney general's decision to recuse himself from the investigation into Russian meddling in last year's presidential election, Jeff Sessions doesn't seem worried about his job.
I have the honor of serving as Attorney General. It's something that goes beyond any thought I would have ever had for myself. We love this job. We love this department. And I plan to continue to do so as long as that is appropriate.
On Wednesday, Trump told the New York Times newspaper that he never would have appointed Sessions to head the Justice Department if he had known Sessions would step back from the Russia investigation. Two U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill granting amnesty to illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Democrat Dick Durbin and Republican Lindsey Graham are co-sponsoring the DREAM Act of 2017, which would ensure permanent resident status to about 1 million young people known as DREAMers who were brought to the U.S. under the age of 17 and lived in the country for at least 4 years. A Las Vegas parole board has granted U.S. football and movie star O.J. Simpson parole after 9 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping. He said thank you and visibly was relieved just seconds after the decision was announced. Kenya's Minister of Health has ordered two top hotels in Nairobi to shut down after they were linked to a cholera outbreak.
Kenya's Minister of Health has ordered two top hotels in Nairobi to shut down after they were linked to a cholera outbreak. The minister, Cleopa Mailu, said the hotels had supplied food to an event where cholera was reported. Rael Ombo reports from Nairobi. The order for Nairobi's San Valentia and Jacaranda hotels to shut down follows allegations cholera may have been transmitted through the hotel's catering services. This is after several delegates attending a trade expo catered by the hotels this week were hospitalized with symptoms of the waterborne disease. Two cabinet ministers attending the expo were also affected. The Ministry of Health said this week that 336 possible cases of cholera have been reported in Nairobi County since May and that three people have died. The Ministry of Health says the latest incident at the trade expo is being investigated and that the samples of food, water, and sewage are being tested.
Ugandan police say they arrested dozens of political opposition activists this week. The arrests coincide with speculation that President Yoweri Museveni will act to change the constitution to allow himself to run for another term in 2021. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.